Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
That's not Elvis, that's Terry Stafford. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Aging of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Connolly is our guest, our good friend, nine-year member of our Brain Trust. Bill, thanks for 9 great years.
I'm happy to be with you.
Yeah, his new book is called A Flexible Stance, Thriving in a Boom-Bust Economy. And when we talked about, on the previous segment, Bill, we were talking about preparing for a boom. You know, your book was largely, I think, from the position of, you know, when things are going great, you better be prepared for if things aren't going so great. But we got the other way around here for a lot of folks these days, Bill. So how do we, as we sit here, well, let me just say this. Most companies, I think you'd agree with me, most companies who are in business today have found a way to be successful. They're probably better off financially than they've ever been, whether they have enough, as much sales as they want or not. But if we can get this economy to expand instead of just recover, those companies are going to be doing great. But the question is, after 7 years of this, are they going to be prepared to take advantage of the boom? What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. Some are and some aren't. You know, that's the usual answer.
That doesn't sound right, does it? That sounds weird to say that, doesn't it?
Right, that some aren't. Let me tell you a story. I know a guy who built up an employment company, a staffing company, sold it to a large corporation, and a couple of years later his non-compete had expired, and he started up a new one. And I was chatting with him about problems with success. And he says, oh, man, I've gotten calls from some of the big corporations. They want me to provide people for them. I can provide the people. But his challenge is this. The corporations are paying him in 30 days, which is pretty darn good.
Right.
And he has to pay those workers within a week.
Right.
So he's got a cash flow problem.
Yep.
His accountant says that on an accrual basis, he's making money hand over fist.
Right.
But on a cash flow basis, he's running out. And
I call that succeeding yourself right out of business.
That's right. And the bank is going to be surprised if you walk into them and say, hey, business is great and I'm out of cash. So if you have thought this through ahead of time, you talk to one option is talk to the banker and say, hey, this is what's going to happen if my business really booms. I'll need a bigger credit line. Or you go to those customers and say, let's talk about how fast you're going to pay.
Right.
A lot
right.
of these corporations are paying in 90 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, or longer. Yeah.
When they deal with a small business because
mm-hmm.
they can. And you're not. If you're not ready for that, you're in a lot of trouble.
No, that's exactly right. And what Bill's talking about is absolutely on the money. Of course, one good thing I think that I'd like for small business owners to think about that they probably, you know, prior to 2008, they probably never really had, most of them probably never had this situation. But I think you'd agree with me that if you're still around right now, your balance sheet is probably better than it's ever been. Your cash flow is probably better than it's ever been. If it weren't so, you wouldn't still be here.
Yeah,
consequently, if your balance sheet, that's your capital strength. You got to learn how to flex that and blend that with other capital sources in a bust, in a booming economy.
That's right. And if you're surviving today, you maybe did that without bank credit.
Right. Oh, no, more than almost yeah. absolutely they did it without
the bank
without that much
really
credit.
Had to tighten up their credit standards.
But they also didn't want to borrow. I mean, most small businesses don't want to borrow money right now.
Exactly. And so a lot of companies, small businesses, they don't have bank credit. And I'm not a big fan of going into debt, but there are opportunities out there, especially if the economy expands. opportunities that having a little bit of debt enables you to capture.
Mm-hmm. But the main thing to be careful about, if you've forgotten this or if you never knew it, is what Bill was saying. If you're undercapitalized, and especially from a cash flow standpoint, your cash flow is very tight, and your days out on your accounts receivable and your accounts payable, then every percent that you grow is that much more out of cash you're going to be.
That's right. That's right. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say managing the cash is really important, but I've also talked to business leaders, and I said, hey, if your sales improve, do you have the people? And I've heard them say, oh, gee, I don't know. We don't do training of people who don't have skills. We only hire experienced people, and I don't know where we'd find them. Well, you know, if things are moderate but might get better, you should spend a few minutes thinking, how do I find people?
Is there
a way that I can plant seeds today for a future hire?
Well, and this is another thing. If you ever get to the point where you can reasonably anticipate a growth trend, you probably are going to have to. If you can find the right people when they're available, you better get them when they're available. You might have to invest in somebody, even though you're not quite ready to absorb all of their activity.
And that's always a scary thing to do, to bring a new worker on. But it's easy enough to talk to people and keep your eye out and think, gee, sometime in the next few years, I am going to do a hire.
Good ideas from Dr. Bill Connolly, the author of the new book, The Flexible Stance, Thriving in a Boom-Bust Economy, available wherever books are sold. We'll come back. You know, as you know, Bill's a great economist. We're going to get him to give us a tour of how things are going out there on the Main Street economy. Until, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.